Keen to watch the Nutcracker live on Facebook? Before you dismiss the idea, you may soon be able to, following the Australian Ballet's turn towards social media in an effort to engage with its audience. The Art Council of Australia conducted research into the way that arts organisations are able to take on the digital era via Facebook, YouTube and its own blog. The Australian Ballet has been leaps and bounds ahead, going behind the scenes to give audiences a better perspective of its industry, as well as having a forum for audience discussion and opinion, both before and after the shows. Annie Wiley spoke to the Marketing and Communications Director from the Australian Ballet, Kate Scott.
For us, social media was really a tool to engage with ballet fans all over the country, even when they weren't able to see us performing on stage.
And what have you actually done in order to use social media in that way?
We're probably about 2 years now on that we're getting to having a Facebook page, which is actually a really central place that people come online to discuss shows after they've closed. As soon as we open up a performance, we post a gallery of photographs from the production of itself, which is a really great way of involving everyone who was maybe sitting in the stalls the night before or is, you know, in regional Victoria looking at a gallery on their iPhone. We also do a series of kind of mini documentaries every year between 6 and 8 that highlight different aspects of the company, whether it's how dancers treat their point shoes before they go on stage, how a technical team bumps in a performance, even on how we get 69 dancers on a plane to another country to do an international tour. So those are all ways that we're able to engage with audiences, you know, on a daily basis, really.
Why is engagement with the audience so important?
It's always been a central plank of what the Australian Ballet has done since the very beginning, which is about 50 years ago. For us, you know, it's important to sell tickets to a show, but it's also really important to get people excited about ballet and about dance generally. And, you know, ballet is an art form that goes back hundreds of years and it's always changing. You need to have mechanisms where people can feel the way that it's changing and see the way that a company like us changes over the years and brings a particularly Australian perspective, I suppose, to this art form.
I noticed in the research that the Australia Council for the Arts did that it seemed you guys did notice an increase in sales post the publication of photos or video on the Facebook page or the YouTube site. What are your thoughts on that?
I've got to say it wasn't the intention from the outset, but once we really got into a groove of having regular people who were visiting the page, probably even about 3 months in, we were noticing that when we did upload a gallery, that we'd see a sales spike. And not always, but with certain productions where it really is about the visual impact of what you see on stage, then definitely, you know, noticeably we'd see, you know, the sales come in from the next day and we wouldn't have done anything else except post the gallery. So that's been incredibly exciting.
Do you think it's become almost a try before you buy sort of situation?
Yeah, and I think when you're dealing in visual art forms as well, I mean, it's really, really hard to communicate how a performance is going to feel in a newspaper press ad. And you can promise lots of things, but I think seeing the full impact of, you know, the point of a shoe on a floor or, you know, the detail in a tutu or, you know, the sheer scale of a production on stage that provokes a really emotional response in people.
Do you have any sort of after production follow-up on the social media pages?
I guess there's a lot of conversation that happens about the particular shows, and often those galleries are a launching pad for that discussion. So people will comment on different casts that they've seen, because there can be upwards of 5 different casts dancing 1 different ballet. There's a lot of discussion that people have about their favourite parts of the ballet. We tend not to involve ourselves too much in that discussion. We kind of like to sit back and let people talk amongst themselves, because I think that's where a lot of the most interesting conversation happens. But, you know, for seasons, we've actually, with their permission, but incorporated some of those comments into marketing material as well.
Why did the Australian Ballet choose social media as a pretty much a marketing tool, given that social media's main demographic is the younger population of Australia?
That's really interesting, and I know that that's probably the pervasive feeling, but it's not something that we've seen on our own page. I mean, the most active people that we really see are some of those people have been coming to our performances for decades. And I don't think that's a barrier. I don't think age is a barrier for those people being active in that space. A lot of them are, you know, the parents or the grandparents or the great aunts of dancers in the company. You know, there's lots of dance students as well. And then there's those people who, you know, might be in their 60s or their 70s or even their 80s. And then there's a big spread in between as well.
Is this process on social media being used mainly for contemporary productions?
No, we use it pretty heavily for everything. There was a few years ago, we had a particular contemporary season with 3 world premiere works. Brand new sets, brand new costumes, brand new scores. It's incredibly hard to let people know what they might expect with a show like that. So that was the first season that we really used social media heavily to really open up our building and let people know how these works were being created, the kind of interactions that were happening in the studio, the costumes as they were being made. That was a success as well, where we saw an impact on sales. But since then, we've used it for both contemporary and classical ballets.
Do you think that the use of social media perhaps detracts from the appeal of going to the ballet as sort of an old-fashioned night out and that sort of, same with going to the theatre, that sort of thing?
We've had a really great last few years, and that's been the same period we've been on social media, so it definitely hasn't detracted from it from that angle. I don't know. I think there's always been a curiosity back to the early days of the company, and people have actively, you know, wanted to know more about the company. We've had people coming in and photographing kind of amateur photographers since the very early days, you know, hustling their way in for no other reason that they wanted to get that bit closer and have a bit more insight into what was happening. So I don't think it does. It's just a different way of looking at things, and perhaps a bit more detailed and a bit more colourful than you would have got in the past.
Do you think that social media has opened some markets for you though?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know if it's opened them. I mean, word of mouth is obviously the great upshot of social media. It means that if you've got a great show, people who might not have otherwise heard of it or might not have otherwise, you know, made the effort to come and see a show, if they've got somebody that they trust who recommends it, or they've seen a great photo that really strikes a chord with them, they'll come along. I think conversely, if you've got a show that perhaps isn't particularly strong, word will get out pretty fast as well on that front. So, yeah, it doesn't always work in the favour of the company, and I think that's good. I think it's just a more honest, it gives people a more honest assessment of what they can expect without necessarily waiting 4 days for a press review to come out.
Social media has been used to put the pre-production process online.
Yeah.
Will I ever be streaming ballet live from the comfort of my own home?
Interestingly, we just stepped out with our first live streaming in May this year. So there is a yearly choreographic exploration program that we do at Sydney Theatre called Body Talk. And that was live streamed very first time and now is available to view on demand via Big Pond. And it was a huge success for us. You know, more people watched the streaming than we were able to physically squeeze into the theatre. So it's definitely something we'll be doing more of in the future.
For the States, Annie Wiley was speaking there to Kate Scott from the Australian Ballet about making music in social media.